Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Do you want the same people who got us $18 trillion in debt teaching your child math? Maybe you've heard of the Common Core Standards. They basically give control of what our local school children learn to the federal government. Many Montana families don't like that idea, and for good reason. When control stays with the local school boards, then Montana parents and families can have input. When control lies in Washington, D.C., who knows whether our voices will ever be heard? The Common Core Standards allow bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to determine what constitutes a good education. They impose experimental teaching methods from on high, and the bizarre Common Core compliant test questions have left parents and students scratching their heads. But apparently the establishment in Washington, D.C. isn't satisfied with simply imposing their standards, their methods, and their test questions. Common Core also requires a massive NSA-like data gathering effort that sweeps up private personal information about students and files it away for later use. It's no wonder a movement of parents and students has risen up to reject the Common Core standards. Now, that movement is achieving real results at the Montana legislature. Two bills are moving forward that would ban Common Core in Montana, and yesterday they won an important victory. House Bills 377 and 501 have passed the House Appropriations Committee and are now scheduled for third reading on the floor. House Bill 377 is a great bill that would prohibit the adoption of Common Core standards in Montana, but that's only the beginning. It would also ban Montana education officials from joining any associations that would cause us to give up local control of our schools. It would require that all meetings about the adoption of any education standards be open to the public, and it would establish a citizen review board that would have to sign off before any new standards can be adopted. The second bill, House Bill 501, would put a stop to Common Core's invasive data collection practices. It would protect our children's privacy and make sure that parents have a say before their children's data is gathered, sold, or otherwise used. The motive behind Common Core sounds great in theory. Who wouldn't want to expect more from our students? Who wouldn't want to have standards of achievement that are based on what life is like in the real world? But those ideals are a far cry from how the Common Core standards have actually turned out. Under Common Core, some teachers have been replacing the idea of math problems with math situations. One famous Common Core math situation asks the following. Felix made 8 birthday invitations with hearts. How many invitations had hearts? 8? And that's only one example. High standards and real-world proficiency is good, but when you put Washington, D.C. in charge instead of local school boards, disaster ensues. Fortunately, in passing House Bills 377 and 501, the House Appropriations Committee took steps to make sure we keep local control at our schools. Now, these bills have to pass third and final reading in the House of Representatives and then move on to the Senate. The education establishment isn't happy that parents are taking a stand against Common Core, and we expect them to oppose these bills every step of the way. But this is another chance for Montana families and parents to give their input. Visit montanafamily.org and let your legislators know that you support House Bills 377 and 501, because what we need is common sense, not Common Core. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.